Contract talks are set to resume today between Verizon and unions representing its striking workers. More than 40,000 Verizon workers on the East Coast are on strike. They've been without a contract for the past 10 months. They say Verizon is trying to cut their pensions and change work rules. Verizon says it has to offset increasing health care and retirement costs. Professor Tom Kokin is co-director of MIT's Sloan Institute for Work and Employment Research, and he's been following this dispute. Good morning.
Good morning, Deborah.
So this strike has lasted more than a month already, and that's twice as long as the last Verizon strike in 2011. What does this length of time tell us? And also, what do you think the big picture issue is here?
Well, the stakes are pretty high for both sides. Clearly, the workers and their unions are worried about declining job security. They're in the declining part of Verizon's business, and they see their jobs getting outsourced both domestically and internationally. And they're worried that the business will continue to decline. So they're focused on job security, and they're worried that the increased costs of health care and pensions will further erode their financial situation. Verizon is worried about the business itself and is trying to cut its costs any way it can to sustain that part of the business. So the stakes are pretty high. And the length of the strike reflects both the technology of the industry, since the business can continue running until equipment begins to break down or customers can't get new service. And so the pressures are building on the company now. The pressures are building on the workforce significantly. And so the time to really make their best efforts to resolve this is right now.
Hmm. Explain that to me, the declining part of Verizon's business. We know a lot of people are now opting not to have landlines. Is that what you're referring to? These striking workers are folks who basically deal with the landline side of things, and the cell technology and the newer Verizon items are dealt with by non-union workers. Is that right?
That's correct, and that's the nub of the issue here. The union and the unionized workers don't have access to the growing part of the business. At the same time, they see their careers at risk. And so there's a lot of frustration underlying this particular dispute.
Are there other companies that have done something similar to Verizon when they noticed that business was going in a different direction and they chose to use non-union workers? Is that what happened here?
So this is a broader picture in the country, and it is part of why many blue-collar workers, and particularly many unionized workers, are very frustrated with the state of the economy and our labor relations system.
Now, it seems as if perhaps they may resolve this, but because of the way the business has changed so much, like other industries have changed, and you're talking about union and non-union workers, would this just be sort of a temporary resolution, do you think?
It's not even a temporary resolution. I would put it as a truce and avoiding the really tough issue. We need to fundamentally change our labor policy to provide more workers access to a variety of different ways to have a voice at work.
All right. Professor Tom Kokin, co-director of MIT's Sloan Institute for Work and Employment Research, thanks very much for being with us on Morning Edition.
Thank you, Deborah.